Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Yeah, no, it's not actually 8:59. It's more like 19:30 UTC, and that's a perfectly acceptable time. Why? Because that's when we like to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, exciting, I know. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe and I am the chairman. And not that that really means anything. I mean, oh sure, it sounds fancy. It sounds very important. Ooh, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. No, it's not that important. All it really means is I'm the guy who's sitting here drinking tea. And what are we drinking today? We're drinking some delicious Che Guanyin. Oh, it's so good. I had to get into it. I was drinking Longjing yesterday. Said to myself, you know, gotta change it up. What do I feel like drinking? And that's right. I said to myself, how about some Iron Goddess of Mercy? Yes, that is a good idea. So that's what I'm drinking today on this weird day. I'm feeling a lot better. Yesterday I had a problem. I had some pretty severe little problem and it was, not fun. And, now I feel better. I feel better. Maybe it's because I was drinking so much Longjing yesterday. Yeah, that's probably it. But some other stuff did go down last night. Something weird happened last night. We're going to get into that in a minute. As for me, I'm looking out the window. It's very windy. Oh, all my yew trees are waving back and forth. And it is cloudy. It looks like it's going to rain. And I thought it was going to rain. And it actually sort of did drizzle a little bit last night. I was outside for a little bit. What did I do? Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to hear about it in a minute. I did go out and it did drizzle barely. But it didn't actually break into a rain. So, anywho, but right now we're going to get into what happened last night. Something weird went down last night. I was just sitting around and I was getting ready to wash my hair is what it was happening. And I started hearing something weird. And so I started paying attention and that's when everything got super odd. So last night, I grabbed my tape recorder that does not have any tape in it, and I threw on some clothes and some shoes, and I and I started being Mr. Reporter. Yeah. So you want to hear what went down last night? Lots of police were involved. Yeah, I know you want to hear all about it. So let's go back in time. And talk to Tobe from last night. Tobe from last night, come in, please. Tobe, come in from last night. Okay, thanks so much, future Tobe. This is past Tobe. I'm confused and I'm not doing the time thing. There is something going down in my neighborhood right now. It is. Well, let's see. It is now 10:26 p.m. local time. I noticed this about 10 minutes ago. I got done. I was sitting here watching some videos on TV, and I And I got done, and I was going to go up and wash my hair when I thought I heard radio talk. And I was watching, previous to this all going down, I was watching, you know, combat videos, video game combat. And so I thought, oh, is the TV still on? Because I heard radio talk. And as I started coming back downstairs, I heard it more, and the TV was not on. And I am out. I don't know if you can hear that, but there is a siege now happening. I'm standing on my driveway looking down my street, and the police have now arrived, and they've got plenty of cars down there blocking the intersection. 200 meters up my street is where this is happening. I can't tell exactly which house they're trying to zap, because the cops up there have lights pointed back in this direction, but this is not where they're looking. How close do I want to get? We definitely have a siege. And they're looking for somebody named John Conrad, who will not come to the door. And so they've got a cop out. I can kind of see. It is, of course, dark because it's nighttime. I'm halfway tempted to run around. I should go around the block. And I should go into the church parking lot and see what they're doing. Maybe that is what I'll do. Let's grab the garage door opener so we can get back in. Ooh, are the bullets gonna fly? I don't know. Okay. So, close the garage door behind me. Let's get cheeky-breaky. All right, let's run around here. Get around the corner here. And now we just need to get up here and sneak through my favorite liminal space. My favorite liminal space in the entire neighborhood. And it has occurred to me that this is not a safety and welfare call from the police. When there is safety and welfare calls, they don't block the streets. They don't have eight cops blocking the streets and stuff. So this is probably something fairly hairy going down. And I did not see the mobile command center or a SWAT truck yet, but that might be coming. Because if this is, ran right into a stick. If this is a hostage situation or a potentially violent ex-con, then oh, we got cop cars. I just walked through the church liminal space. I'm in the church parking lot. There is a cop car in the parking lot. Now, I'm thinking it's this house that has the red and white barn in the back. Oh, we got a cop right here. We got an officer standing right here by the tree under the light. I am backing the hell off. The hilarious irony here is that this is the house that always has the Christmas lights, and his garage lights are always, always, always pointing into my house. So whenever I'm trying to look out my windows, these lights are shining in my face. Okay. Uh, Apparently John Conrad does not want to come out. Who is apparently the person that they're after. Yeah, as best as I can tell, they are pointing at, yeah, the barn house. Okay, and from here, I can see the back of the house and the side of the house. And they got two cop cars up here on the corner by the church. The funny thing is, traffic is still going through and turning onto that street. Oh boy, there is some stuff going on. On second thought, as I get closer, no, they are not working this house right here. There is a cop standing in that lawn behind a tree with a rifle trained somewhere. What are they looking at? You know what? I bet it's this house. It's the house across the street. That explains the light. This would be a house that's on my side of the street. It's about, it's about 150 yards up my street, about six houses up. Okay, that explains why the lights are going that way. And now I'm being hassled by the cops. I think this cop behind me is yelling at me. Yeah, that's me. Okay. Yep, I have been warned to get back. So, I am going to get out of here. This cop that is standing behind the tree under the streetlight here in the church parking lot has got a bead on the back of the house. So this guy's watching the back of the house. There's at least three squad cars watching the front of the house. And we got this guy here. We got two up the street. We got two down the street. Oh boy. Yeah, this is the house they're looking at right here. Not the red barn house. Oh boy, oh boy. Okay, yeah. We've actually got two cops hiding back here now. They're paying no attention to me whatsoever. A guy walking around in the middle of the night talking to himself. They are focused on what's going on here. Okay, that explains why they're standing there. Yeah, we got two cops behind trees. Oh, very intently looking at the back of this house. And this is a funny house. This house that's been up my street, I've often wondered about it. It's right next to the church here. It's the last house on the street before the church property. And it's all very mysterious. At one point in time, when I first moved in, I just assumed that a very old guy lived there because never saw any action, never saw anything. And there would occasionally be another truck in the parking lot and look like somebody, you know, was helping out or something, right? But a couple years ago, I don't think the house sold, but there was suddenly a very flurry of activity, a big flurry of activity, and my assumption was somebody died because they moved a lot of old furniture and stuff out, and it looked like they were, remodeling some parts of the house. And so, yeah, holy crap. Okay, I have walked through the church parking lot, back going down the hill, and I've got a perfectly beautiful view of the back of the house right here. This is where the cops need to be. I can see the back door. The back door light is on. Yeah, and I'm gonna move out of the line of fire because if somebody starts shooting out those back windows, I could get hit. So I am gonna move back down and get back towards my house. I almost tripped over nothing. I almost tripped over a crack in the sidewalk. And while I'm out, we might as well look around for some rabbits. We can go on, you know, a little nocturnal bun patrol here. I don't see any. All the cops probably scared them away, which is cool. But I did see one during the day in my backyard. Oh, and that reminds me of what else I saw. I saw something cool yet last night. Well, not last night. It was actually earlier today, but as you hear this, it would have been yesterday. And so, yeah, earlier today slash yesterday, after I went to, after we did Dubious Goals Committee and everything, I ate lunch and I was doing stuff, and I realized that I need to get gasoline in my car for the weekend because I got to do some stuff. And I also needed to get some cat food. So I went out, got gas, got cat food, and on the way back, since it's on the way, I decided to stop in at Heron Haven since the sun was just pretty much about to go down. And so I walked into Heron Haven and I looked around and I didn't see much, just a lot of beaver damage, some geese. There were some people leaving. But after I was there for about 45 minutes, and I was leaving, I was walking out, and I was just out of the, almost out of the forest, and right up in the tree, right above the trail, was an owl, a barred owl, about a foot tall, 30 centimeters, a good sized dude. I just walked up, and I was like, "Hi, dude," and I walked under him, and he was just watching me. We just sat there, and we stared at each other for a while. It was awesome. All right. Oh, now they're getting smart. I've rounded the corner. The cops now have a car blockading the street so that traffic will stop driving by. They have finally put the blockade in the right place. Oh, yeah. And now that they've moved the police car up and got the lights rolling, now other people have realized that there is shit going down. And some people have come out of their house to see what's up. So this is getting pretty fun. It's gonna be a whole neighborhood block party. Waiting for the big shootout to start. Oh, they've moved another cruiser up too. I've turned the corner onto my street. They have moved a cruiser about 80 meters from my house. They have blocked off the house that they are going to siege. And I hear a big truck somewhere. I hear a big engine rolling. Are they bringing in the SWAT team? Are they bringing in the mobile command center? I don't know. All right. Let's see what else happens here. Oh, and of course, now that I'm back in the safety of my own home, now I can't hear anything anymore, and I don't see any. Well, I'm walking up the stairs. Okay. Well, I guess they managed to get their hands on John Conrad, whoever that might be. Apparently my neighbor up the street. And it's over. As I look out the window, nothing down the street. Everybody's back in their houses. Nothing up the street. All the cops are gone. All the cops are gone. The cops are gone. And the sky is gray. And how long did that last? That probably didn't last a total of 45 minutes. And the funny thing is the local news is already over. Well, maybe I'll scan the regular old TV channels and see if there's any explanation for what is going on. So I'm going back into my office, get back to work, and I'm going to turn the show back over to you, Tobe in the future. Here you go. Yes, okay. Woohoo! Well, thank you, Tobe from the past, for that wonderful report. You know, the funny thing about all this cop business last night is that I don't really live in a bad neighborhood anymore. All of my life, until I moved into this house, I made sure that I lived in the worst neighborhoods ever. Because, that's where all the entertainment is. And now I live in this calm suburban neighborhood and nothing ever happens. Well, except last night. And when the cops are banging on my door for whatever reason. All right, well, but enough about the cops. I know what you really want. And this is what I was wanting to do too, but with the cop action, blah, blah, blah. Yes, today we're going to actually sort of mess with the OP1. Oops, I forgot to turn it on. There it is. And I like this particular patch. Got a little delay on it. And a lot of reverb, so it sounds very cool. And that reminds me, what song starts like this? Doesn't that sound familiar? Isn't that a 70s classic rock hit? I met you on somebody's island. No, it's not Jungle Love by Steve Miller. It's not Fly Like an Eagle by Steve Miller. What is that? It's something very Rick Wakeman-y. Anyway, this is one of the presets. And even though I have no manual or anything, I got smart and I was watching videos on YouTube last night to learn how to use this thing. And it's dense. Not only are the electronics dense, but the software is dense too. I can't believe how heavy this thing is for how small it is. It's dense. Anyway, so the presets. The first 8 presets. So we got one of those. That's pretty fun. And then we got this. I don't know what it is. How polyphonic is this thing anyway? I don't know. It has more polys than I have fingers. More phalanges, if we're speaking in Greek. And then we got this one. That's the one I like. I met you on somebody. No, that is not the beginning of Jungle Love. That is not how Jungle Love starts. Why am I confusing that with Jungle Love? I don't know. What's the next one? Oh, I was going to play some... I don't know what was that, Brandenburg? Is that the Brandenburg Symphony? I don't know. We're not going to be playing any classical music. Let's go to the next one. Wow. That's crazy. I like it. And what's number 6? Oh, it's very blorpy and glompy. Holy cats. That's nuts. All right, what do we got up here in bank number 7? Okay, that's pretty fun. And what's in number 8? Is this the one? Yeah, I think I remember this one. Yeah. We got a little electric piano action. Kind of sounds Rhodesy. Oops, I accidentally pressed the other button. That sounds cool though. You know what that reminds me of? Thank you. OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, with a little Enola Gay, one of the best bomb-dropping songs you've ever heard. And if you're wondering why I can't seem to play, well, first of all, it's first thing in the morning. My hand pressure is outrageously low right now. Look at that. Look at that. That's messed up. I need to drink more tea. And so, yeah. Also, these keys are wacky. These keys are tiny. Oh, sure, they're larger than a Casio VL Tones keys, but they're still, they're tiny. They're 1 centimeter by 2 centimeters. That's how small they are. And then the black keys are even smaller. Some of them are 1 centimeter square. Some of them are 1 centimeter by 1 3/4 centimeters. And they're weird shaped and they're round. But it's kind of cool because if you miss them, if you accidentally miss the black button and hit the side, you still get the note. So you can be a little bit sloppy. A little bit sloppy. Oops. Still, fairly difficult. I'm also not sitting at the best angle for technical reasons, meaning the cable that I have plugged in is kind of short. This thing is at kind of a weird angle, so I'm being stupid. Anyway, let's get back to... Love that. Wait, that's a Yes song, right? That's Roundabout. No, Roundabout starts off with acoustic guitar. Wait a minute. Is that a Kraftwerk song? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. This is... What is the... But I'm right, right? It's Kraftwerk. Am I... Can that be right? Now, what happens if we press Shift Synthesizer? Do I get different patches? No. What if I do Shift, then the number? Oh. I just called up a menu. Uh-oh, that's not good. That's not good. I don't know how to get out of here. I don't know how to back up out of all of this technology. I'm trapped in a mire of a depth of synthesizer. Oh. Somebody hit me. Hit me. I'm a fly. Help me. Yeah. What if I just press Shift again? Nope, that doesn't do it. And what if I press synthesizer button? Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, and that's the other thing I have to tell you before we go. You know those accessories that I got? And we were laughing at the one called the brick shaft. Guess what that's for? And, you know, I was kind of joking about this yesterday. I was making jokes about, you know, Teenage Engineering beating Swedish, and it's the greatest Swedish company except for, what's the other greatest Swedish company? That's right, Lego. And those parts, those brick shafts, those are so I can incorporate Legos onto my synthesizer. Yes, you put the brick shaft on the knobs, and then you can put gears and stuff to turn the knobs, and now we have... more fun for ambient generative music, and I want to tell you all about it, but suddenly I find myself running out of time. Oh no! You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.